Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Mem. We are in the middle of Sif Dalid. We are going through the different letters the Mishnah Brura brought down, and we're on page 380. We are up to Os Zayin, fourth line in the Mishnah Brura on page 380. So says the Mishnah Brura in Os Zayin, Hakosef Bismol, one who writes with his left hand, Ola achar yado, dahainu begav yado, or he writes with the back of his hand, she'ochaz akumus be'etzba'osav, he's holding the quill in his fingers, v'hofach yado v'kosav, and he flips his hand over and he writes that way. Or he writes, beraglo with his foot, bepiv with his mouth, bemarpiko, which is atzila yadov, which is inside his elbow, putter. So all these cases are a shinui, it's not going to be a chi of daraisa, it's going to be putter of aser. The reason is, if nei she'ein derech ksiva b'kach, these are all not the regular way to write. U'mikomakom isura yesh afilu biraglo v'chi agavna. But still, there is an issa d'rabbanon to write, even with one's feet. Clearly, the Mishnah Brura is saying with the feet is the biggest shinui. Even the biggest shinui is still going to be asur d'rabbanon. Now the Mishnah Brura moves on to a lefty. Iter, a lefty, shekasa biyamino, who wrote with his right hand, shehilo kismol kol adam, it's like everyone else's left hand, meaning it's his weaker hand, pater. Again, he's pater aval aser, it's only aser midarabonon. Vim kasa bismol chayav, but if a lefty writes with his left hand, then he's going to be chayav midaraisa. V'hasholeit b'shtei yadav, one who is ambidextrous, he's equal with both hands, b'shave, v'kasa bein biyamino bein bismol chayav. So whether he writes with his right hand or his left hand, if he's ambidextrous, so he's going to be chayiv either way. Katan uches b'kumos. You have a katan holding on to the quill. The gadol uches b'yadav akosev. And you have a gadol holding on to the hand of the katan who's holding the quill. So chayiv, the gadol is going to be chayiv. So again, the case is a katan is holding the pen, and the gadol is holding the hand of the katan, and he's doing the writing. So the gadol on the outside is going to be chayiv. Shehu ha'ikr b'malacha. He is the ikr one doing the writing. He's the ikr in the malacha, so he's chayiv. V'akatan lav klum oved. The katan's not doing anything. It's like a handle around the pen. The gadol is moving the handle, so the gadol is going to be chayiv on the outside. What if it's the opposite? So gadol oches b'kumlas is a gadol holding on to the pen. The katan oches b'yado v'kosev, and the katan is holding on to the hand of the gadol and he's writing. So then the gadol is pater. The bazeh hagadol lo avi klum, because in that case when the gadol is on the inside and the katan is directing his hand with the pen, so the gadol is not really doing anything. He is going to be pater aval aser. However, v'im ha'oches b'kumas neskavin l'sayu. But if the gadol is holding the pen, the katan's on the outside of his hand, but the gadol has kavana to help out with the writing, so talya ha'chil b'ha'oches b'kumas, then it's all talui on the one holding the pen, and the gadol on the inside will be chayiv, because he's assisting. Once he's assisting, he's already going to be the ikr, he's going to be chayiv. Hakosev amanas lekalkel haor chayiv. One who is writing, but his intention of writing is to ruin the skin that he's writing on, that is a chi of daraisa, a chi of carbon. She'ein chiyuvo amakom aksav. When it comes to ksiva, the chiyuv is not on the type of writing that you are doing. Ela al aksav, it's on the writing itself. So even if you're writing graffiti, you're trying to ruin something, lemaisa you wrote, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Aval hamochek amanas lekalka pater. But if you're erasing, just so something shouldn't be there, you're just trying to ruin something by erasing, so then you will be only pater. Now ches. Haroshem rishomim, one who makes marks, vitzuros bakosel, and he draws, makes drawings on the wall, bishoshar, v'kayotzeben, with some kind of dye, kederach shahatzayorim roshmin, like artists make marks and they're going to color in afterwards. So he's making a form on the outside in order to color in afterwards. Harezet toledes kosev, that's a toldo of kosev, v'chayev mishim kosev, and just by writing the outline to color inside, just by the outline you already are going to be chayev achatas. Vim osa tsura bikli tsura. If you make a design on a vessel that is made to have designs on it, hainu shakli omed lakach linaosa. The normal way of this kli is that it has decorations on the outside for beauty. So you made some kind of design on this kli tsura. Afilu osa miktsasa. Even if you only make a partial design, chayiv mishum makev patish. You are going to be chayiv for finishing up a kli. The Bir Halacha uses this halacha as a raya that Makav HaPatnas doesn't have to actually be the total completion. It could be part of the completion. Because over here, the finishing of the kli is making the design, and even if you're only making part of the design, part of the final act, that's already going to be a chi of Makav HaPatnas as a Bir Halacha and Simen Shin Beis. Shehi gemar melachto shel hakli, because making these decorations on the kli is considered the completion of the melacha for that kli. V'chein hamochek es harashim kedei l'sakin. So too, if someone made some kind of marks to color in, and then he erases the marks in order to fix them up, harezet toledes mochek v'chayev, that will be a tolda of erasing, and he will be chayev achatas. Aser lechaber osio shel kesef leparochas v'kayotze bo. It is forbidden to attach letters of silver to a paroches or something similar. Dehu ke'ein kosev. That is like ksiva. When you attach letters to some kind of background, that is like ksiva, and you are going to be aser midirabonon. And if you look at note number 61, he points out, note number 61 in the second paragraph, putting together a puzzle. The chelke puzzle, sheyesh aleihem chelke osios otsiurim. So you're combining, you're putting together different parts of letters or different pictures. You're putting puzzle pieces together that forms a picture or letters. Vasuyim ba'ofen sheyecholim leschaber zelazeh. They're made like our puzzles. They're made to fit together. They connect to each other. O lahatum letzuras hamizgeres, or there's some kind of like background, some kind of frame, and you're filling in the inside and they're becoming attached that way. These puzzles are going to be usher on Shabbos. If the pieces of the puzzle don't actually connect together like our puzzles normally do, or they don't fit into a little kind of frame. You're just putting parts of a puzzle, you're putting pictures next to each other. You're making a picture by putting two halves of a letter together, but they don't connect in any which way. Rav Moshe writes, She'ein Isser Badover, that's not Usser. V'chein Das Agonu Shalmazan Orbach, and Rav Nissen Karelitz, they all hold that putting the pieces next to each other, if they're not connecting, is not going to be Usser. That is similar to playing Scrabble. When you're putting the letters near each other, there's different Scrabbles the post can discuss. The old-fashioned Scrabble, the letters are just on a flat board near each other. That's going to be more lenient than when they actually fit into a mold. Each piece has a place to fit in, so that would be more problematic. But he does bring at the end of this note, Me'idoch da'as ha'goner v'yashiv, she'af b'ofen zeh ha'davar aser. V'yashiv says it's even aser to put the half letters, not the Scrabble case, but the half letters or the half pictures next to each other, even if they're not connected. Rav Yashiv is machmir, unlike all those other poskim, and he says it is aser. If you look at note number 62, the second paragraph, ulechaber osios ha'asuyos mimagnet agabi luach. So we said you can't connect letters to the parochas. They're attaching to the parochas. So that's similar to putting letters on the fridge with magnets. So sometimes people have these letters, and they're making words or putting letters next to each other on the fridge. So Rosh Hashanah and Erbal says that is usser. Vagon Rav Nissen Karelitz says, "Stopik im nechshav hadover kechibur le'inyan ksiva." He's mesupuk if that's considered a connection legabe ksiva. But again, not so pasha to put magnets on a background fridge or anything else like that, where the letters are connecting next to each other. That might be similar to the case of the Mishabura, where you're attaching the silver letters to the parochos. So the Mishabura says it is usser because it is Ke'en Kosei. Back to the Mishavua, the fourth to last line on the right side of 380. V'chein Aser Lahasir Mimenu. Not only can you not attach the letters to the parochas, but you're also not allowed to take them off. That would be Mechika, Dehu Ke'en Mochik. That's like erasing. V'ayim B'chai Odom Klala Mezar Mashikos Bazev. V'atun Nevar Ksas Minyone Mechika V'sirtut. So after this lengthy discussion that the Mishabura brought down over the last couple of shiurim that we've learned, the rules of ksiva, now he has a little short discussion of the rules of mechika, which is erasing, and sirtu, which is another av malacha of making lines. Hamochek sav amanas lichto b'mekom ha'machak shei osios. One who erases writing, having in mind to write in that place where he erases two letters, his chayav achatus. Vafilu os achas im higdola, even one letter that is large that you're erasing, v'yesh b'mekoma kedei lichtov shtayim chayiv. Even if you're not erasing two letters, you're erasing one letter, but there's enough room there to write two letters, you're already going to be chayiv. Now, if you look at note number 63, He points out an interesting case. The Mishabura discusses you're erasing one large letter in an area we can write two letters, Yechayev. What if you're erasing two letters, having in mind only to write one letter? So Mechika is really erasing, I'm going to ask to write two letters. So the Sasemis has a suffix if you're Chayev. Kevan sheyotzer mokum haroy l'shtei osios. Do we say you erase an area that is certainly fit for two letters, so you'd be Chayev? Or maybe since your intention was only to write one letter in that place, Hareyu Pater, maybe you're Pater. So that is the Savi the Sras Emes has. But Hagon Rosh Hamazan Arba Kosav, Shepashet Shechayev, Rosh Hamazan says, is Pashet Yechayev, Lemaisu, you're erasing enough space that you could write two letters. It doesn't matter, says Rosh Hamazan, you only plan on writing one letter. There's room for two. That's already Achiv Chatos. Back to the Mishabura top line on the left side. The Hamochek Almanas Lesakin, if one erases, having in mind to fix up by the erasing, Afilu Shelo Almanas Lichtov, we had this a couple of shiurim ago. See, normally the erasing Almanas to write is the way you're Mesakin through Mechika. You're erasing having in mind to write, but sometimes the erasing itself is the Tikkun. So it says in the Mishabura, if you're erasing Almanas Lesakin, even if it's not Almanas Lichtov, Kigon Shehoyu Osios Yeseros Batoro Mechakon, there are extra letters in the Torah, you're erasing them to make the Torah okay. So Gam Kein Chayev, then you're going to be Chayev even without the Almanas Lichtov, because the erasing itself is the Tikkun. Kosav Achay Odom, the Kol HaMolochos Chutz Mikosev Chayev Bein B'Yamino Bein B'Smolo. We saw earlier that one of the Shinuyim of writing is you write with your weaker hand, it's only the Rabbanon. But Zot Achay Odom, all other Molochos besides Kosev, you are Chayev, it doesn't matter if you write, if you do the Molocho with your right hand or your left hand, it's equal. V'Hevi Rayo Lazemi Tosefta Perek Yud. And he brings a Rayo from a Tosefta in the 10th Perek of Shabbos. But if you look at note 64, he brings down, what about erasing? So he says, only ksiva. Does he mean only ksiva? Or does he mean only writing and erasing? So in ksiva, histapik el yirab, el yirab is in besupikim, nechshevas kemechika b'shinui. If you erase with your weaker hand, is that a shinui? By ksiva, it's certainly a shinui. By other malachos, it's not. What about erasing? The yirab is mesupik. The Avnei Nezer writes, she'ein zeh shinui. By erasing with your left hand or your weaker hand, it's not a shinui. V'chein kasa l'shevet alevi, they say, the Mishabura saying what he means. That is, bedafka, if you are you're writing with your left hand as a shinui, any other mlocha, including mechika, is going to be chayiv. Says the Mishabura, ach, biraglo, bipivu, bimarpako, the other shinui with your foot, with your mouth, with your elbow, mash mishon, the patav aser, those cases, even by other molochos, it will be a shinui and you will be putter. Hamisartet niyar klaf. Sirtut is making lines. Normally to write a mezuzah or to write other things, you want to make the line, you want to make it straight, so you put lines there. Those lines are a chiyav chatas as an av molocha. So hamisartet niyar klaf, one who makes lines on a paper or a parchment, v'kayosib, or similar things, kedei lichto shtei osios, in order to write two letters, tachas oso sirtut, under those lines, chayav, that is a chiyav chatas in Issa deraisa. Or someone wants to cut leather, or other things he wants to cut, and people sometimes take a ruler and they make a line to see exactly where they cut, so they cut straight. Umisartito tchilo, he makes a line first, kadeshi chavin chitucho, so he can cut in a straight line. Gamzo bechlam misartit, that's also an isa daraisa of misartit. V'huadin charoshe eitzim, so to a carpenter, shemavirin chutchel sikra, they're making a red line, agabe akora on the beam, kadeshi yinsor b'shova, so they can saw it equal in a straight line. Oha givlin, shaosin came bavonim, where the stone cutters that are doing it on stones, kadeshi yafatzel evan b'shova, so the stone will split in half equally. Kol zehu bechlam, all that is included in the Av Melacha of Sirtut. Note 65. Sometimes people cut an orange, they make a little line around the orange so it peels off a little easier. V'simin sha'usa b'sakin agabe peiros hodar k'dei l'kalfan b'yeser kalos. It makes it easier to peel. Shlomo Zalman says, she'ein v'kach mishum iser sirtut. That is not a problem of Sirtut. It's only if it's helping you cut, helping you write. When it comes to food, Shlomo Zalman says, that will not be a problem. Back to the Mishabura. The Echad Mesate Bitseva, whether you make the line with some kind of coloring, or below Tseva, you just make a line, like inside the the wood or the cloth, whatever it is, without any kind of dye, harez a chayiv. It has nothing with coloring, so even if there's no color there, you'll still be chayiv achatus. V'hinei harati b'chozak k'dei levar eiz adover hu daraisa. The reason why I gave this lengthy discussion, says the Chavetz Chaim, is that you should know what's daraisa. O she pater v'asem midrabanan. What's pater v'machatus, but asem midrabanan. What's the nafkamina? We can't do daraisas or the rabbanans. Zakta mishabura v'nafkamina ayidei enu hudi b'mokal mitzvah. There's a place of a mitzvah. You want to ask a guy to do it for you. The kaimulam b'simin shin zayin the iser daraisa ein matir nadei enu hudi afilu mokal mitzvah. Even mokal mitzvah, you cannot tell a guy to do a daraisa. So you have to know what's daraisa. You can't tell a guy to do it. Even mokal mitzvah, if it's the rabbanan, then it would be a shvus. The shvus mokal mitzvah, it would be mutter. I'd like to read one more important note. I waited for the end. It's a little bit longer, and that is note number 60. Two very important points. One about drawing pictures on a computer, if that's going to be an isser of ksiva. And number two, if a person is allowed to walk in a place where there are cameras that are videoing him or taking pictures of him, if that's going to be a problem of ksiva. So if you look at note 60, the second paragraph, he writes, uksiva al gabe mechashev, writing on a computer. Hashom Zaman Erbach writes, She'ein ba mishum meleches kosev midaraisa. He says that is not an iser daraisa of ksiva. Me'idach on the other hand, the Shevet Alevi writes, She'yesh bekach mishum meleches kosev midaraisa. He says that is an iser daraisa of ksiva if one is writing on a computer. Ubiyani explains, She'af al pi shaksiva nimcheches min hamosach la'achar zman. Even though the writing on the screen is going to be erased at some point, Mikomakom still, Kevon She'enhi Nimcheches Machmas Atzma, doesn't go away by itself. You have to actually erase it. Elorak Ayidei Pu'ula Acheres. You have to do another action to get rid of it. Doma Hadover Lamashkozva Rambam. He compares it to which the Rambam writes, Sha'kosev Al Besaru Chayev. We learned this a few days ago. The Rambam says if you write on your skin, you're going to be Chayev. Alpha Pisha Chamimas Abosam Aviras Laksav Lachazman. Even though the body heat is going to eventually erase it, but it's two separate things. You're writing. That writing is permanent. Just like if you write and someone erases your chayiv, if you write and eventually the body heat comes in and erases it, you're still going to be chayiv. So Rav Vosna uses that as a raya, that writing on a computer, even though eventually it's going to go away, that is going to be a iser daraisa. But again, Shlomo Zalman said to Rabbanim. Next paragraph. Ulhi kones lamokum shiyesh bo matzlemes. If you are walking into a place where there is a camera, hamitzalemes es hanasa, that's taking pictures of what's going on, umakrina zos agabe mosach, and it shows it on a screen. Rav Yashiv says, shaharei ze bichlal kosev, going into an area where they take pictures of you, that is considered kosev, you are causing writing. Ella, shekevan sherishima zunasa shalo kaderach, since this marking is not happening the regular way, so ein bekach is a daraisa, this is not the normal way of writing, so it's certainly not going to be daraisa. V'chein das agun of nisr karelot. Sheyesh b'zeh mishum isr kosev. He says it's an isr ksiva as well. Ela sheladaitu en b'zeh isr daraisa mitam acher. He says it's not daraisa for a different reason. Shekevan she'en regilus l'kaimus atmunos l'zman memushel. Those pictures, they come and they go. You don't keep it for an extended time, so it's not daraisa. So nechshav adover kichsav she'enu meskayim. It's like a ksav that's not meskayim, and it will not be a daraisa. All these posts can say to walk in a place where you know pictures or videos are going to be taken, that will be an Isra of Ksiva, but they all say it will not be a Daraisa. But in the next paragraph, skip one paragraph, Me'idach on the other hand, Hagon Roshom Azam Orba Kosav, Shekevan She'ein HaNichnas Miskavin Lios Mitzulam. Since your intention is not to have the picture taken of you, you're just walking by, you know a picture is taken, but that's not your intention, you just want to walk there. Nechshav Adover Kipsikresha Dlo Nichalei, betrayed the Rabbanon, like we saw a few nights ago. That is considered psikresha, that you're lo nichala, you don't really care at all. And it's a double the Rabbanon. There are two reasons why it's not the Oraisa. And we said, the Chazon Ish was mesupik about this idea, he wasn't so fond of it, but he brought it down as well, that a psikresha on a double the Rabbanon is going to be mutter. What's the double the Rabbanon? Sharei eina tmuna nishmeres afilu zman kotzer. These pictures are not lasting even a short amount of time. That's why it lowers it to a Durabanan one time. Va'oda, furthermore, Shanasis Niklachariya, this is certainly writing with a Shinui. This is not the normal way to write by taking a picture. Lefikach ain Isserli Kanes Lamakam Kazeh. Therefore, says Rosh Zalman, this is a double Durabanan of Sekreish Lonichale, and therefore it's going to be 100% Mutter. The other postkim all said that it is an Isser of Siva, not the Raisa, but the Rabbanan of Shlomo Zalman says that it is Mutter. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv. Hey.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.